USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Branson, Missouri, as reports are that now at least 13 people are known to have been killed when a duck boat capsized and sank on a lake there last evening. This woman saw it from the shore and said it happened right after a thunderstorm had erupted.
And it knocked out power lines and trees were knocked over and across roadways.
Divers continue their search for the missing in the waters of Table Rock Lake this morning. Iowa cleaning up after dozens of tornadoes ripped through the state yesterday. At least 27 reported in central Iowa, one of them tearing through the Vermeer manufacturing plant where 3,000 people were working in Pella.
There is significant structural damage and personal property damage across the Vermeer campus.
That's a company spokesman. Across the state, dozens were reported injured, but none were reported killed. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Officials in Northern Oregon opening a criminal investigation into a deadly wildfire, the substation fire that's burned over 50,000 acres near the Dalles in just a few days. One man died Wednesday when flames overtook his tractor as he was trying to build a fire line. Just days after President Trump meets with him in Helsinki, Finland, word is President Vladimir Putin of Russia will be visiting the White House, probably this September. It was announced in a tweet from the White House yesterday, while the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, was on stage for a question and answer session at the Aspen Security Forum. He learned of the news from moderator Andrea Mitchell.
That Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again.
You, Vladimir Putin, coming.
Did I hear
the,
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh, my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
President Trump signs an executive order that forms the National Council for the American Worker. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with details.
It's made up of government leaders who are charged with working with business leaders to create new workplace development programs. At the signing ceremony, the president's daughter and senior advisor, Ivanka Trump, said she'll be involved in that effort.
We're calling upon government and the private sector to equip our students and workers with the skills they need to thrive in the modern economy.
Trump secured pledges from 23 corporate chiefs and trade association leaders to provide apprenticeships or retraining for more than 3.8 million students and workers over the next 5 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The NFL's new national anthem policy is on hold. The NFL and Players Union releasing a joint statement saying that the league and team policies regarding conduct during the anthem will not be issued or enforced for several weeks as the two sides continue to work through the difficult anthem issue. Some players, of course, have been using the anthem as a chance to protest things like police brutality and racial inequality. The NFL approved a new policy in May, requiring players and team personnel on the sidelines to stand for the anthem, but now the two sides agree there are difficult issues still to work out. And tonight's Mega Millions lottery jackpot's worth $422 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.